When I was in college, I remember there were a lot of cars with bumper stickers running around, you know? You don't see that too much anymore. I had a couple of them on mine, and one of them said, Jesus lives, you know? And one of the ones I remember is the one that we still hear this saying at this time of year, and that is, wise men still seek him, right? And so I like to add another one of those. It's not quite as succinct, but it says, be careful what you are seeking because you might get it. Sometimes we don't want what we think we do, and if we get it, it won't be the best thing for us. But we all are seekers. Every one of us, in a sense, is like these wise people. We're all looking for something. That, you know, Christmas is the time, you know, it was like 10 days ago. As a matter of fact, on Christmas Day, I could not say one word. Not even one word. It's great with my relatives, I'll tell you. They liked it, you know. But we get all these things. We seek something that will really make us happy, and many people sought to buy you something to make you real happy. But it doesn't. It only does for a time. And then we move on to other things, don't we? Because nothing in this world is truly satisfying. We seek a better job. We seek better health. We seek a better relationship. Sometimes we're seeking a healing for something. Or we're just seeking to get our to-do list finished. We're seeking for people to like us or to somebody to care about us. So all of us are seekers. The wise men, when they started out, they had to find where they were going using a star. I wanted to share with you something I got in the mail, which I don't really want to publicize the name of the catalog, but you might figure it out. But let's see, I'll take this off. There. Anyway, the catalog says, shop for joy. Shop for joy. Anybody get a catalog like this? I bought something there once, and I've been an eternal member of the catalog club. I can only speak for myself, but I would bet the majority of men in here do not equate shopping with joy. At least. I certainly don't, especially before Christmas. But it just so happens that your pastor did shop for joy this year. Who? I bought that little joy that's out there by the driveway in a catalog. So I shop for joy. I had to throw that in. The wise men, I don't know what their feelings were, but they felt they had to go. They weren't Christians. They weren't Jewish. But God spoke to them. He's not just the God of the Jews here in this story. We are the Gentiles that God invited in. So these guys start out, they're watching a star. People have been trying to find for 2,000 years what this star was. But you know, all of us are often at times we follow a star. We have an idea. We have a dream. We have an idea about what we're seeking in life. We do tend to get that which we seek in life. If I am seeking only a comfortable existence, I may get that for a while. But that may not be a satisfying life. We go with the wise men. They did not know the road ahead. They came from the east. We don't even know if there were three of them. We don't even know for sure if they were all men. It is likely there were a few women along with them because they had to stop and ask directions in Jerusalem. And you know they would have circled a number. They wouldn't have got there for several more days if it was just all guys. You know how that is. That'll never change. But they lost the star. Now as we journey with them, how often have we had a dream that almost dies? Somebody put a note, gave me a Christmas gift once when I was first starting out on this journey of the priesthood that said, don't give up. And I keep it on the on the refrigerator. People might wonder what that refers to. And I keep it there because as you know, I've had so many throat problems over the years. I wanted to leave the seminary. Last time I had this many throat problems in 1 year. And I just said, you know, I'm not giving up on this. This is God's problem. He wants me to do this. You'll have to find a way. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on Christ. If you get lost, ask for help. That's what the church is for. None of us gets there on our own. All of us at one point or another are going to lose our way. That's part of life. We're on a journey. It leads to Christ. And I would bet anything in the world that when they got there, they did not see what they were expecting. Were they expecting a little baby? Probably not. They didn't know what to expect. They just knew someone very great had arrived. And so when they come toward him, they give us an idea about how we are supposed to approach God and what our goal should be. All of us, whether we know it or not, are really seeking the Lord, like the wise men. And when we find the Lord, we follow the same order you hear in the Our Father. Notice how it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The first thing the wise men do is they do homage. They bow down and do homage. And here's Mary and Joseph, and Jesus is in a feeding trough. How poor can you get? And here's these are sumptuous kings or whatever they were, sultans. They've got all this money. They're bowing down to this baby in a feeding trough. Unbelievable. Then they open their gifts. They give him gold and frankincense and myrrh. What's missing in this picture? By gosh, they didn't ask for anything, did they? How often in our prayers, the first thing we do is to say, we sit down without even saying hello to God. Oh, Lord, I got this aching arm, and oh, Lord, my voice doesn't work, and where are you at? And that's what I said for a week, and I realized this is not the right approach. If I want a favor, I should start by saying, hello, how are you? You know, in my mind. So this is a model for us. And going back to joy, isn't joy what we all wanted this last season? I'll tell you something that won't bring you joy. Ash Wednesday is in 4 weeks. It gives a chill to anybody that works in ministry. We find joy by what we give to others. We find joy in self-giving. These gifts, the gold they gave from their wealth, which for us, we think of sacrificial giving, time, treasure, and talent. What do I give to God? If I keep everything for myself, I'm not a happy man. Frankincense, that's worship. Do I pray to God? That also makes us filled with joy. Myrrh, that's for death. I have to die to myself in order to rise from the dead. I have to give him my sins, my failures. He wants all of these things. So whenever we come to prayer, we're also offering gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All of us really are on a journey. We are all, hopefully, wise men and women from the East. We are journeying to Christ the Lord. When we find him, we will find him most often in the poverty of our lives. It is in those moments, I've said it many times, but I know it's the absolute truth. I had a number of good experiences when I couldn't talk, and I said, I know it's you. I do not deserve these experiences, but you are here. And he will come in those poverty-stricken moments, even the moments we've committed the most sins. And he will be there to help us. We will find him in the manger. And the last clue from that is, Bethlehem means house of bread. We come to him in the Eucharist. He gives us food for our journey. And then we, like the wise men, return home by another route.